Ayo. Don't do it. Hi. And we back.
Yeah.
Dude, come on.
I just had water.
I need a little bit more enthusiasm out of you.
Hello, sir. How's it going?
There you go. Talk to the viewers.
Hi, viewers. Why don't you give us a fucking topic again? Thanks, guys. We're trying. We're really fucking trying. And you guys just don't want to give us any fucking topics. So, start doing it.
So, here we are again. Topicless. And, you know, we had a little mishap with last week's episode.
Unfortunately.
By the time you guys hear this, we'll already have, like, snippet out of that that last episode, like probably like a little 20 minuter. It might be even longer. I don't know.
I feel like it's a little longer.
It might be a little longer. You know, I'll throw out some clips.
Yeah.
Anywho, I guess do we treat that as episode 5?
I was gonna ask you the same thing. I mean, that could be 4.5.
And this is episode 5.
And this is episode.
Dude, 5. We should consider that 4.5. All right, so I'm going to put out episode 4.5. Go peep that joint.
Facts.
Because it's already out.
Facts.
So.
Fax machine.
Fax machines.
Yeah.
Yo, fuck a fax machine. I've never used one of those.
I've always wanted to break one.
I've never used them. I don't even know what they look like, really.
Like, I don't even think the emoji that is a fax machine is a fax machine.
I don't know what, like how does faxing something work? Like, how do you fax a sheet of paper?
I don't know.
How do you, like, copy a piece of paper and then that other machine knows how to receive that image?
Because it fucking scanned. It has numbers and fucking
It's just like
algorithms
binary code.
Shit. Yeah.
Dude, even that, though. Like, how back in the day, how the fuck did they develop, like, the fucking, is it binary code?
I don't fucking know.
That little tapper thing?
Yeah, the little
Yo, and like people know, like you're going mad fast because there's like codes. Like 3 means like a certain letter or whatever. And boys were just beep, 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 beep. Oh, he said his mother fucked him in the ass. Get back up now. Like they're just reading them mad quick.
Yeah, like how do you translate that? How does one translate from fucking fax code?
I mean, I'm sure like after practice, like it's easy, but to be able to sit there and hear it quick and be like, oh, okay, there's that many. Like, what if you fuck up on accident? Like, you got to be nice as fuck when you're sending one of those.
Yeah.
Because you can't, like, you can't misspell.
Yeah, if you misspell, it might throw off.
Yeah, like, they can't, they're not just giving that job to anybody.
FBI's going to come near your house and shit, so it'd be crazy.
They're not just giving that job to anybody.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You got to be nice as fuck.
Yo, you know what else? The fucking stenographers and fucking court.
The people who type.
Yo, that shit is crazy. That's a talent. Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
I never knew that.
That's a fucking talent.
Yeah, yo, they're just flying. Or, what's it called? Closed captions on TV.
Oh, yeah. Those suck.
Dude, but they're like super, like, you're like sitting in like the emergency room, like waiting room.
Yeah, yeah.
And like maybe like Judge Joe Brown's on or like Joe Mathis or, you know, whatever one Joe Mathis. I think it's just Judge Mathis. Or like whoever you prefer. You know, Judy. Not really a big Judy guy. Judy was like my stay home like bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
then
there was like
Judy. She was the shit.
There was like, I don't know, there was a bunch of other people. Anyways, you're just sitting there and like the closed captions are on. And like you're not hearing it. So
yeah, no,
like,
you're not hearing it. You're trying, and then you're
how
trying
off
to read
is it?
It?
And then there's like closed captions for the commercials, but like Judge Judy's still talking.
Yeah,
like I don't know, man. It's just upsetting.
I heard Judge Judy got the fatty. I don't know if that picture was real or not, but
what was it? It was like her.
It was her like in regular clothes, and her ass looked crazy. I don't know if that was photoshopped or not.
It probably is, bro. No, it's probably real.
Maybe.
It's probably real. I mean,
I'd love to find out.
It's not uncommon for like oldies to have bangers.
I guess not.
It's just a fat ass. That's all it is.
Nice little pooper smacker.
Yeah, like that's all it is. It's just like plump buttocks.
But like,
it's not like you don't have to work out to have one of those. Like
yeah,
all fat girls have big butts. Well, some, I mean, yeah.
Some of them are just wide.
Unless you have, like, a villain body where, like, your legs are, like, super small and, like, your upper torso is, like, huge. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God, like, grew.
Like Dr. Robotnik. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I hate. Oh, man.
And their ass is, like, that picture of fucking...
Hanko.
Of what? Their ass is that picture of fucking... what's her name? Miley Cyrus when she was on crack
God,
or whatever.
The fucking and chicken
she
had shit.
The turkey ass the turkey or the chicken ass. Ass. Yeah, yeah. Where it's like hanging out the side. Dude, what was that?
That's gross.
It was like hard spandex. Like,
yeah,
she was wearing like they just didn't move.
That was gross. I didn't like any of it.
Didn't I'm pretty sure Robin Thicke fucking his wife like left him.
After, yeah, after that she twerked on him. She's like, all right, I'm not doing this anymore.
You can have turkey ass.
Like, his wife is beautiful too, Paula. Is fucking Paula Patton.
Oh, I thought you were about to say Paula Abdul, because I could see them together.
Paula Abdul's a shit.
Is she?
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Straight up. Not to him. Do you really want to love me forever?
All right, so I'm just going to add five onto this, but I need to add a friggin' clock,
oh, my
dude.
God, dude. Every time.
That's
I am the worst. I'm the worst. I'm such a scumbag.
All right, I'm just going to add 5 minutes onto that, because I'm sure we've been shooting shiitake for the last five.
Yeah, I just shot shiitake.
Twice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm upset. I'm sorry that you can't courtesy flush over here. I didn't even think to tell you that.
It's okay. It happens.
I feel like you've been over here enough to know
forgot.
That my toilet's fucked.
Bro, you should know I forget very easily.
I should know that.
Yeah. Like, I forget my name sometimes.
So when you went and got water, it just reminded me of something that I used to do when I was little.
Okay.
And I wanted to ask you about it. I feel like a lot of the best moments on this, like, if you want to call it a show, our show. Denzel like tweeted, like, I think the first episode I posted something on Twitter on mine.
Yeah.
He was like, dude, I can't. He quote tweeted it and was like, dude, I couldn't be on this show. I'd be dying laughing the whole time. And I'm like, bro, like, this is the pilot, bro. I don't even know if this is even like considered a show yet.
Right.
Like, we got to be like Jimmy Kimmel, like big and for it to be a show.
Yeah.
This is just like.
It's a little podcast.
A little recording
a little
session.
Something. A little something.
A little something for the peeps.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So what I was saying was I feel like our most of our episodes that are like the best moments is when one of us realizes something from the past or whatever, and we'll ask the other one, hey, did you ever do this?
As a kid.
Have you ever done that?
Hey, like, when you were little, right?
Yeah, exactly. Or right. Like, hey, like, last week, you didn't by chance, like, you know.
Yeah, shit in your shoe.
Right. Because I've been doing that, and I just want to know if it's just, like, just me. But the thing with the water was, because I have a Brita,
yes.
And it runs in the fam.
Yes.
Got that from my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he just always had the Brita. And not the one that was hooked up to the sink. We don't have money like that. But maybe I should have got myself some water.
There's none.
Did you not even fill it?
No, why would I? Are you kidding me? I said I'm going to go get water.
Yeah. If a Brita is empty and you drink the last of it, you fill that bitch.
And it was warm. I don't like room temperature. You like room temperature.
Room temp is the goat of all waters.
Cold water.
Okay, so you're telling me after a couple hours of like outside activity, like for instance, say you're playing basketball and you're running and you're exhausted and you're, you know, you know, you're all that stuff.
Yeah.
You're all worked up.
Uh-huh.
And you want to come home. And, you walk home, like, for instance, me lived across the street from Kaz. I would walk home, and I would immediately walk to the kitchen, grab a water bottle that my mom didn't keep in the fridge.
Yeah, because
we kept them out.
The bottles were always on the floor.
They were on the floor, and I would just slam a room temp water.
That's cool. Like, that's
you can't
cool.
Slam an ice-cold beverage.
I can.
You can't. No, it hurts your throat.
Good.
It's too cold.
I like it.
I want to be able to, like, inhale the water.
Nah, I want that shit to freeze my throat. I want it to hurt. It's worth the pain.
Why?
Because it's cold water.
Don't just oppose me just to oppose me. You can agree with me once in a while.
Nah.
Once in a while.
I agree with you most of the time.
Okay, so back to the Brita.
Okay.
When I was younger, I don't know why I used to do this. I was just like hella lazy. I just didn't feel like getting out a cup. So what I would do... Jesus, man. What I would do is just, depending on how full it was.
You drink right out the
I wouldn't put my mouth on it, though, bro. I would fountain that bitch. I would fountain the whole Brita. Like, it's me asking you for, like, some of your drink, and I'm just fountaining it. Yo, let me get a sip of that before you put your mouth on it.
Yeah, and then I fountain it.
And I just fountain it. I used to do that with the Brita.
Yeah. I mean,
just when I wanted, like, a swig or two. Yeah. It's not like I was standing there just drinking the whole fucking thing.
There's times where I just went into the fridge and just drank things and put my mouth on it. I was a disgusting child. Hey, I get thirsty.
That's disgusting. Anyone who does that deserves to be deported. You're going to go in the fridge and put your mouth on
it's
the
my house.
And everyone else. What do you mean your house? I don't even have a house.
All right.
It's our house moments.
Okay. Well, it was my parents' house.
Gross.
That's all right.
How upset would Slick be or Martha if they would have known that you were putting your mouth all over their fucking orange juice?
They'd be pretty upset.
They'd be upset.
But it's all right.
Especially when they see the type of girls you're bringing home.
That is true. I was a nasty little boy.
Trevor, if your mouth's on this, that means her mouth's on this. And if her mouth's on this, then that guy from 2 weeks ago where she was, you know, doing the thing to him.
Yeah.
That his thing is on this.
His thing. And then his ex-girlfriend's thing is on his thing. So then that's on her thing. And it's on your thing.
Yeah. We got fucking rabies now. Because it went back to the one guy back in the day who fucked that raccoon.
And now we have to cut our lips off.
And now,
I hope you're fucking happy.
And now
happy.
We have corona, okay?
Are you happy?
Are you happy, Trevor? All because of you. And you know what? You're probably okay with getting corona.
Why?
Because, you know, corona and the corona drink and you're like Mexican.
That's not okay.
Why is it not okay?
Because you know I'm not Mexican. I hate being called that.
Dude, Corona's good.
Corona is good.
Corona's solid.
Corona's a go-to if I need to. Like, I don't know. If I'm out and I got a little cash, it's going to be a Corona night for sure.
Really?
But, like, if I'm like, low, you know what I mean, on my money, I'm going to get, like, something like a domestic or some shit.
A domestic? Why do they call them that? Domesticated beers. Come on.
I don't know.
We couldn't just come up with, I mean, because, you know, they're from here, I guess, maybe. They're not imports.
Yeah, they're not imports.
They're not fucking, you got a green card to come in here? Fucking
yeah, but
Molson?
Who says,
fucking
yeah,
Molson?
Let me get some imported beer. No one says that.
So, like, is Molson Canadian, like, actually from Canada?
I would believe so.
Or is that a domestic?
I think it's a domestic.
Mm-hmm. Huh. I could be wrong. I don't drink that pussy shit, but.
Don't do that.
What?
Because I drink every type of beer. I like.
I mean, I could too if you just told me, hey, here's a beer.
Yeah, I don't discriminate against my beer. I love beer. I'm an alcoholic.
Why do people hate on, like, drinking Natty Ices?
I don't know. People hate on anything. They like you literally Natty Ices aren't that bad.
No, they're actually like
I'm not gonna say they're
fucking
not
like
great.
Good. They don't taste good. They're not like first of all, if I'm drinking a beer,
yeah.
I'm not drinking it for it to be like, oh my god,
this tastes fucking
this fucking
great.
Stout is making me cum right now. Holy shit. Do you not see the fucking head on this thing, dude? What a fucking perfect pour. Oh my god. I have to fucking insta this shit. I'm not doing that. If I'm drinking a beer, it's like I'm having like one.
Yeah.
Or I'm drinking a lot of them. So if I'm drinking a lot of them, it's like if I'm trying to get like fucked up, like I'm partying or whatever, which, you know, I'm a lame, so I don't really do that shit anymore. But if I'm trying to like, you know, all right, for instance, like, you know, when we were like fresh out of high school, like, and I used to have, like, get-togethers and shit, and we'd, like, play Pong and whatnot. Like, if I'm trying to drink a lot of beer, like, that's when I'll get Natty Ices.
Yeah.
I'm just slamming them shits to the point where it's, like, water at that point.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want a super hoppy beer while I'm trying to get fucked up.
I guess.
Am I ever really trying to get fucked up, though?
I mean, I feel like it's not intentional. I feel like people are like, yeah, I'm going to get fucking wasted tonight, and then they end up, like, either getting blackout or, oh, I'm drunk.
This is the thing with that, it's like I never, like, maybe when I was younger, I was like, yo, I want to get like drunk as fuck tonight.
Yeah.
But like, I never like set out to be like, yo, I'm trying to get fucked up. Like, cause I don't really enjoy being
incoherent,
super intoxicated.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then not being able to like drive home or like whatever. I know I sound like,
but
super
nah,
lame,
nah,
but
they're not. You're fucking reasonable. I don't understand why people like drink. If you're fucking, if you're drinking and you're already drunk, why?
Don't
like,
keep
why?
Drinking.
Yeah, like get to your drunk, get to your level, yeah. And then be like, all right, I'm good. Like,
yeah.
I could slow sip one more beer and still be fine.
Right.
But no, people want to just fucking take shots and chug and go crazy. Like, that's nuts.
That's another thing, too. Like, I don't mind being like that if I'm, like, in a safe, in, like, my safe zone.
Yeah.
For instance, like, if I don't have to worry about, like, getting home or going somewhere, then I'll get fucked up once in a while.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm staying somewhere else or, like, if we're having, like, a hotel party or, like, we're camping and shit like that. Yo, if we're camping, bro, and I'm, like, comfortable around who I'm going camping with, I'm going to get fucked up.
Yeah.
If we're drinking, I'm getting fucked up, bro.
You know what's crazy?
And camping I don't pride myself on, like, saying, like, yo, I'm going to get fucked.
Yeah.
I'm going to get fucking wrecked tonight, bro. I'm not going to know what the... Like, I don't pride myself on that at all because I rarely do it, so... Yeah.
But when you do, you do it.
I enjoy it because it's, like, in moderation.
Camping drunk is a different monster, though. Mm-hmm. I love that.
It's like, sweet, dude.
It's crazy because that's when I'll get, like, really fucked up. And I'll sit there. I'll fucking... I'll be sitting by a fire, and I'll be the one to throw up and then keep drinking.
Yeah.
But I've never done it. I've never... No. I have. I've done it once where I was camping, and I drank, and I got, like, sick, and I was like, what? Threw up. Then, like, I drank... like 2 cups of water, and then right after that I was back to drinking.
Like, you felt fine?
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. If it's like early enough and I feel good and like other people are still drinking,
yeah,
like, yeah, I'll go back to it.
Yeah.
But mostly when I throw up, it's like, what? I've only thrown up off alcohol a couple times, dude.
Yeah, it hasn't been a lot.
It's rare, man.
It hasn't been a lot.
I gotta be drinking some crazy, like, dumb stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think the last time I threw up on alcohol was like maybe like 4 years ago, like probably like right around where when we first moved in, and I was drinking vodka Red Bulls, like I was making them myself.
Oh, okay.
So
oh,
I
yeah.
ran through like I had like 5 of them, dude, like whole Red Bulls.
Oh, you were wilding. You were done.
So, like, when I and it wasn't even that I was like I was drunk. Like, yeah, I was. I mean, we were shot. But we were all just here.
Yeah.
And, like, later on, I was like, yo, like, I gotta throw up, dude. So, like, I went in the bathroom. I fucking threw up. And it was, like, acid. I felt like, what's his name? Reptile off fucking
Mortal Kombat,
dude. It was gross.
Fucking.
It was, like, yellow, too. Like, it was just, there was no food. It was just straight water. It was a straight Red Bull.
Throwing up sucks.
Dude, it's the worst. And that's another thing. That's why I don't, like, get fucked up, because I don't got, like, a strong stomach.
Right. And like I used to in grade school there was this girl that would throw up and she would cry. Like I've seen her throw
she
up
threw
and cry.
Purposely?
Well, no. Like there's like a few times where I've seen her throw up and she would cry and I'm like, why is she crying? She was like, it hurts so bad. And then I finally realized like there was this one time I got sick and I was throwing up and I fucking started crying. I wasn't wailing, but like I was like, this shit fucking hurts. Like, it wasn't cool. Throwing up is not fun. Unless, like, you're into that kind of stuff. And I don't know, you're a fucking weirdo. Whatever.
Yeah, like, people, like, make themselves throw up.
Dude, that shit is...
I'm gonna, like, get fucked, and then we're gonna, like, go back to the house, and I'm gonna make myself throw up, and then we're just gonna, like, keep drinking.
Yeah. I'm going to throw up in front of everyone.
I'm going to make more room. Hold on. This chicken pot pie from yesterday needs to come out now. It's just not enough room. I need another 5 ounces of pinnacle whipped.
I need more room for liquor.
Yeah. for Pinnacle Gummy. Pinnacle Gummy. Ooh, dude, like vodka is like nasty. Like flavored vodka back in the day was not good. Like before I knew how to mix drinks properly.
Right.
Like drinking just whatever in high school slash like
drinking
right after college. Like we just drank whatever we could get our hands on and we didn't care. Like, and it was disgusting. Like I remember the one time I was with a bunch of people. I like met up with people and a couple people had a bottle of Malibu.
Oh, God.
And, like, Malibu's really good if you mix it with the right stuff, like a good mixed drink.
Yeah.
But, like, just drinking it straight out the bottle, and I'm just like, dude, I can't keep doing this, man. So, like, you know, really... I only took, like, you know, a couple fucking. Yeah. And then there would be those people, those girls, right, that try to, like, impress people. They're like, oh, fuck it up, girl. Go. Like, but, like, they're just holding the bottle up, and you can literally see that it's not moving, yeah, exactly. Fucking bitch. Like, I hate you.
Yo, we used to really meet up and get fucking drunk.
And they would, like, wipe their mouth, like, off. Like, ah,
Oh, my God.
That was, like, way too much. Oh,
I took it too far this time, guys.
I could take this whole fucking bottle to the face.
And then 20 minutes later.
Dude, where's Sally?
They're laying on the ground.
Oh, she's sleeping.
She's on the ninth hole green, like, right. Just, like, laying there.
The one kid's going over there trying to be nice and check on her, but you know what he really wants.
He just wants to get in there. Yeah. Oh,
okay,
my God.
You're okay.
Dude, we can't specifically talk about anyone that we know.
That's a fact.
Because, like, I think not that we would get in trouble, but I just feel like it would be disrespectful to, like, open, like, stories up that I've heard to, like, you know, the world.
Yeah. But.
Or, like, our 50-something followers.
Right.
No, I can't. We can't. We're not doing that.
No.
Dude, I just. But the getting. I for sure, 100% this year have to, like, get cabin drunk.
Oh, yeah. That's a plan.
Or, like, Darien Lake camping, like, the fucking RVs drunk.
Yeah.
No, I can't do that. No, why? Fuck that.
Why?
Because I'm not doing that and then being hungover going on rides. Fuck that.
Nah, you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
I don't think so, dude.
You'll be fine.
I'd have to, like...
You gotta go to the water park first.
I'd have to, dude. Yes, hold on. So, like, the first night, if we stayed like 2 nights,
mm-hmm.
no, you know what? I would just get like a one night overnight.
Yeah,
like just honestly. Do an overnight. Like, but we'd go during the day on a
Saturday.
We'd go like Saturday morning as soon as we open. We're getting there, and then we just do rides day.
But we have to go there first.
Well, yeah, we'd set up our joint and just do rides all day.
Mm-hmm.
And then at night, that's when we would drink. Yep. And then the next day, it's water park all day.
Water park.
All day. Like, all day. Lazy River, all day hungover.
Yeah, hell yeah. I'm not going on a slide hungover.
I'm not going
me?
On the old the Superman fucking... slash Ride of Steel now hungover. Really? Do you want me to die?
They catch you on the camera, like, that's when you finally puke at the last little fucking...
Oh, they can't show it, though, because it's explicit.
Yeah, it's black.
It's explicit.
It's all black.
I'm like, dude, I wanted that one.
Yeah. I don't get that. Like, I don't know.
What?
Rides
don't
are
you,
weird.
Let me help you.
Because, like, how is that explicit? Like, how... All right. Flipping off a camera is explicit?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's kids and shit.
It's a middle finger. That means fuck you.
I guess. Whatever. If I were
It's not
to,
like every kid's not doing that, though, already
come
at that
on
point.
Now.
If you can ride a roller coaster, you've stuck the middle finger up before. You know what I'm saying?
I
little kids just like doing that shit on purpose too.
I remember
like,
I remember when I was little, we were having a party at my parents' house and I had gloves on for some reason. It was fucking summer. I don't know why I had fucking gloves on. But I thought because I had gloves on, I could stick up the middle finger
and no one would see it.
And it would be fine because like it's not like me actually doing it. It's covered. And I got in trouble because I was dancing, going like this. And they were like, Trevor, get over here. I'm like, what? I didn't think I'd get in trouble. I have gloves on.
I had the invisibility cloak on. You couldn't see me.
Get the fuck upstairs now.
Yeah.
My parents never used get the to, like, soap. Yell at me. Ever.
Did you ever get the soap in the mouth?
Nope.
You never got soap in the mouth?
No.
You didn't like bad talk though?
No, I never back talked.
I got soap in my mouth one time.
Mm.
That was the fucking last time I fucking. Ooh boy. The bar too, the Dove. I don't even know if it was Dove. They didn't even bless me with Dove. It was like some fucking Dollar Tree brand stick.
The square
fucking
joint.
Dude, it was bad. It was damn near pink too.
That's fucking nasty.
Open your fucking mouth. Stick your tongue out. They hit me with the. She hit me with the. My mom hit me with the double tap. It's like, oh my god, dude, that's like torture, dude.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, like, that's almost like assault. I don't know, dude. I feel like it's such a sketchy topic to talk about, but I feel like just discipline these days is just like,
oh my god,
unheard of.
Seriously.
Like if you put fucking soap on your kid's tongue these days, like,
you're getting someone called on you.
Yeah, you're getting fucking what are they called?
CPS.
CPS, dude.
And it's fucked up. You can't even, like, really, you really can't discipline your child if like this day and age, if they're old enough to, like, call someone or, like, put something online.
Not even then. Well, then, yeah, that's who.
You're fucked.
Dude, my dad used to fucking, my dad's a welder too. He has steel-toed boots. He used to literally kick my ass. Not like, you know, sit there and literally kick me, but, like, if I was, like, fucking being up, bad as shit, he would fucking give me a kick in my butt.
Damn.
That shit hurt.
Damn.
It's like, yo. Maybe that's why my shit's fat as hell, though. It's just swole. It's just swollen from all the
from
years
all
of
the steel toes.
Toe.
You have a steel
God.
Toe formed ass.
I'm just happy that he just fucking equally hit each cheek, you know what I'm saying? I have a lopsided fucking.
Why is my right cheek swollen? My left cheek is just flat.
It's
I
just
don't
normal.
Get it.
What's wrong with your ass?
When you sit on the toilet.
That's like my good side for pics.
You sit on the toilet and your shit, you're just like off the fuck. You're just on the seat. But like you're on the seat, but you're on the side of the toilet.
Speaking of toilet seats.
Oh, God.
I know you peep. I don't know if they're open to the public if you ever wanted to clean your ears.
The
I have
Q-tips?
I have the Q-tips on the back of the toilet.
I usually sit there and do that.
So,
with the Q-tips.
How often would you say that you clean your ears out? Like, how often would you say, like, if they're accessible? I mean, I have them every day in my house, so it's like not everyone buys Q-tips, which is actually kind of weird.
That is weird.
Like, if you don't have Q-tips in your house, like,
I usually, after a shower, I will.
Like, every day?
Yeah.
Huh.
But, like,
cause you know
sometimes,
how
sometimes I don't. Sometimes
you know
I'll just shower and just go. But
you know how some people say, like, they're like, don't do it too much, though? Like, you need earwax in your ear. Did you ever hear that?
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, for, like, protecting something to protect, like, something that's, like, deeper in your canal.
Yeah, but I'm not going to sit there with fucking mad wax in my ears.
And, like, yo, the worst is when, like, you offer somebody, like, their earbuds or, like, yo, let me listen real quick.
And they got the fucking.
Bro, there's mad earwax on there, bro. And it's, like, golden brown. Like, yo, sometimes it's, like, red tinted. But, like, other times it's, like, a honey mustard. Why is it all? Why? Those don't even go in that deep either. Like,
they're just using the headphones to clean their ears.
Anyways, that shit's disgusting. First
That's
of all,
gross.
Earwax on fucking headphones has got to be like one of my biggest pet peeves.
I hope you know that when I take these off, there's just gonna be
it's
mad
just like
wax.
Yeah, just like,
gonna be like
from the outside of your ear. Well, you cut off circulation, so it started sucking it out, and it's just like splotching. It's starting
right.
like, dripping.
It started dripping right here.
So. I think I have, like, a really weird obsession with cleaning my ears out.
I do, too. I do, too. Because like,
it feels
good
as shit, bro.
It
like,
feels
come
fucking
on,
amazing.
You get the Forrest Whitaker eye when you're in there.
Yeah.
Bro.
Oh, hell it's yeah. Like, you know what? I have a weird thing for other people cleaning my ears. I don't know what's wrong with me.
You like when other people Q-tip your ears? Mm-hmm. Bro, that shit's dangerous. You ever, like, go too deep and, like, hit?
Yeah.
Like, hit your brain?
Yeah.
You're like, ah!
You're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like you just
like
shocked yourself 24
hours.
Shit.
Yeah. I did that the other day, actually. But because I was just in there, dude, I was just rolling and rolling and rolling. And then I'll like dig around like the shell of my ear.
Yeah. And
like,
then get
you
the
got to
fucking,
get everything,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
And then you'll flip it around, do it again. And that's when you poke your fucking brain because you already went
yeah,
too deep.
Yeah.
Like, ah! But I do it. I clean my ears, dude. Like, it's really bad because they're on the back of my toilet.
Yeah.
Almost every time I go into the bathroom, I, like, want to clean my ears.
You just have to stop yourself?
You're no, like, I really do. Damn. I do. I have to. Like, I clean them, like, every day. And I don't think that I should be doing that.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I don't clean them every single day, but I mean.
I don't think you're supposed to clean them every single day.
Yeah. Stop. Get some help.
I'm serious. No, I think, like, there might be, like, spiders in my ears or something. That's what I heard. It like, protects against shit, bugs and shit crawling in your ear. Oh, so the fucking.
The wax
is, like, the Great Wall, and it just stops things from fucking.
Highly doubt that.
Come on, dude. So if there's a cockroach and it goes into my ear, it's gonna the fucking wax is like, gonna stop
oh, nope,
it. So I'm gonna have a half of a fucking cockroach sticking out my ear. Come on, dude.
That's fucking gross.
It's real.
It is real.
Where do those come from?
Cocks. Chickens. Chicken roach.
Chicken roach.
Cockroach.
Rooster roach.
You're on to something.
I could see, like, cockroaches coming from, like, leftover, like, raw chicken just being, like, molded. Like, and it just develops, like, a bug, and it's cockroaches.
You know what's crazy? You know how, like, on TV they show the really fucking thick, big
pussies?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, yeah.
The cockroaches?
Yeah, the big ass.
Dude, the
fucking
huge joints.
I have yet to see one, like, in person, and I'm scared for the first time.
Bro, people talk about, like, living in the hood and shit, and they're being like cockroaches.
Yeah, like that's like a common thing.
Like it's normal.
I grew up with roaches. Like, what? Why? Why?
Not like what? Why? Like, I can probably understand. Like, your housing was not fitted for, you know, anti fucking. You weren't having Orkin come in there and fucking blast that shit out. I mean,
right. But still, that's
the homeowner's problem, though.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. If you're renting and you got roaches, tell your landlord.
Yeah.
Yo, come fix this foundation, brother, man.
There's something going on, bro.
Something going on here. We got roaches. You know what I'm saying?
Get these shits out of my house.
Where are they coming from? I said that. I just said that they came from raw chicken. I didn't say that, but I could see it happening.
See them being on raw chicken? You probably might.
I don't know
where they come from. I couldn't tell you.
As I'm saying, like, where's their origin? And how do they just, like, have you ever seen a baby cockroach?
I've seen a small cockroach.
Oh, there's, like.
Yeah,
well,
I've seen like a little one like that, but it was a cockroach.
Because I was gonna say, like,
ooh, that shit gave me chills.
I was gonna say, I've never seen like a baby cockroach. Like, do they just come out big? But obviously, they have to grow from something.
Yeah.
Here's another thing, though. That reminds me. I heard some guy say. I saw it on Facebook at a Bills game. He was like, yo, he turned around and, like, people were recording him. He was like, let me ask you a fucking question. Have you ever seen a baby seagull? Like a small seagull.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
That's nuts.
Have you ever seen a small one?
I've never seen a little seagull.
They're all the same size.
But they can't be that way.
They obviously
they
can't come out.
Like
they're just
that.
Fucking birth like that, just full grown.
Right.
Boomp. Like.
I've never seen a baby fucking. That's nuts.
Every seagull that's born, like, the mother dies.
Oh, shit. Right.
And, like, how can you tell, like what are male and female, like, seagulls?
Yeah. How do they reproduce?
They all just look the same. I've never seen, like, seagulls having sex.
I'm going to look that up tonight.
We should look it up right after this.
Honestly. Seagull sex.
Seagull sex. Are they doing it while they were in the air?
Are they doing it doggy style?
They're definitely doing it doggy style. I feel like doggy style is like
the
unanimous
animal,
fucking standard for animal sex.
Yeah. Except if you're a monkey. They probably do all positions.
The monkeys. Dude, did you see that video of the fucking gorilla riding that shit, bro? Oh my god. Did you see that?
Yeah, I seen
that. Dude, she was thumping.
Yo, that shit's crazy.
Yo,
she was clapping cheeks.
Dude, that was wild, bro.
That was fucking scary.
It was scary, dude. That's how you know we came from apes, dude.
Yo, for real.
That's how you know, bro. Right there. That video was proof. When that chick was reverse cowgirl in that fucking. Oh my god.
That shit's crazy.
No, I'm serious, though. Like, there's no way that we didn't. There's no way that we didn't develop from apes. Come on, dude.
Well, we're supposed to develop from fish and apes. Like, we're supposed to start off as fish.
Like a little tadpole.
Came out the water, and then we're monkeys, and then we're humans.
See, but that doesn't make sense, though. Cause, oh, I'm not doing this.
Yep.
I'm not doing this.
You got into something that you don't
What about the first humans, though? So, like, Adam and Eve were here, and then, like, you know, they fucked that whole thing up, and he was like, you know what, scratching that, we're just gonna make this, we're gonna put some dinosaurs here.
And some cavemen.
And, fuck the cavemen, that's how we came from the apes.
Right.
We're just gonna put some dinosaurs here, and, you know, we'll put some mosquitoes to carry, like, diseases, and then... We're just gonna let nature take its course. I'm gonna make this thing called nature too. I gotta let a girl, you know, have that. You know, I gotta let Mother Nature be a thing. You know,
yeah.
I can't have all of it. They'll get pissed. So then, you know, we're gonna put these dinosaurs here, and we're just gonna let this shit hang. We're just gonna let it go. So then that's how like there was like a tadpole that like developed and turned into like a crocodile and then a fucking. That's another thing, dude. Crocodiles are still here. Apparently, people say that those are like prehistoric.
And I mean,
one of them, alligator, crocodile, whatever. I don't give a fuck.
They're supposed to be, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
That is wild.
How is that the only thing that's still around?
I feel like.
Do you believe in dinosaurs?
Yeah.
You believe in dinosaurs existing?
Yeah.
And you believe there's a meteor strike?
Yeah.
Where are the?
There's fossils.
Where's the craters from these meteor strikes that took the whole world out?
They came from the sky.
I'm not saying where they come from, brother man. I'm saying where's the evidence?
In books. I believe everything in books and on the internet because I'm very fucking naive, so...
So then, like, the tadpole... No, dude, there's no way. There just had to be, like, the first monkey. And, like, that first monkey, like, well, there obviously had to be two monkeys.
Yeah, but how did that monkey and that monkey make
it us? Just learned things. And then eventually, like, evolution took its course. Monkeys started fucking, like, other stuff. And, like, it turned into, like, humans.
What did a monkey, what did a monkey fuck to make us?
It's come like a monkey now. Combined. It's like a fusion card. Like
what the fuck?
A monkey fused with fucking, I don't know.
A fucking.
Some prehistoric fish.
Yeah, like what?
Makes human.
So you're telling me that I come from fish pussy?
I come from fish monkey.
Fish monkey fuck? That's me? I'm a fish monkey fuck.
That's you.
That's great.
That's you.
Well, if you're human, that's you too.
No, that's just you.
All right. That's cool.
Because I feel like cavemen too also were all like dark skin. Not like they weren't black, but they were like, darker, were like your color.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were like, you know, a little, they were like super tan. Like every image you get of a caveman, they all got great tans.
Yeah. Hairy as fuck, but.
Yeah, they were like, they had to have been Italian.
So was Fred Flintstone a caveman?
Fred Flintstone was not a caveman, though they did live in boulders.
Are you sure? I think him and Barney were cavemen.
I don't think they're cavemen, bro. I just think everyone else. Yeah, maybe
they were in dinosaur.
Maybe
time,
everybody
bro.
Was.
Yeah,
they were all cavemen and women.
That's what I'm gonna say.
I didn't really watch the Flintstones. That's why. I know what it is. I know all the characters and everything, but I wasn't like an adamant fucking Flintstone watcher.
Yeah. Come on. I was a Flintstones baby.
You were a Flintstones baby? Hell the only thing Flintstones that I had was like the vitamins.
The vitamins.
The Flintstone vitamins. Some shits were fire. Not in the mic.
I didn't mean to. I did it that way.
Dude, my triceps hurt so bad.
From playing?
From going to the gym-o.
Oh.
Back for the first week last week.
That's good. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, but pretty much canceled that out this weekend with everything I ate. I gotta get better with that.
I've been unhealthy, so that's good. I did a sit up.
Hey, at least we're all about consistency. So at least you're staying consistent.
I did set up the one day.
Just one?
Yeah, just
one. Like, you got all ready, you got all your gear on. Yeah, you know what? I gotta fucking do this, man.
Sweatband on. I had a muscle shirt and some Daisy Dukes. I played Eye of the Tiger like 3 times just to do one setup, and then I just went to sleep after that.
You're like, shit.
Like, well,
this isn't for me.
This is...
You, like, pumped yourself up for, like, 2 hours.
This is way more than I expected. I'm going to go to sleep now.
Fucking took a drive down to Krispy Kreme.
Yep.
Speaking of which,
we need to do that.
Dude, do we, though? Because I feel like...
Yeah.
Dude, donuts are good. Donuts are just, like...
Okay, but I'm tired of Paula's and fucking Dunkin's.
You're tired of Paula's?
Because I don't get them all like that, but when I do get donuts, they're usually from Paula's.
Yeah.
And they're good. I'm not saying they're not bad. I'm not trashing them. They're
but
great.
There's nothing like a Krispy Kreme.
A Krispy Kreme
though.
Glaze.
A warm Krispy Kreme. God. But, like, what's the point of going down there if you're not going to come back with a dozen?
Yeah.
At least a dozen.
Yeah, honestly. You can't just go out there and be like, all right, let me get one Krispy
Kreme. Let me just get one. I'm coming for the ride. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing. If we're doing a Krispy Kreme run, like if everyone in the car is not getting at least half a dozen, you're not coming.
Yeah, like, bro, what are you doing?
You're not coming just for the free one they give you when you walk in the door.
Yeah, like, you piece of shit.
Dude, I'm pretty sure they give you, like, mini ones. Oh, my God.
This made my nipples hard.
Let's just go tonight right now. Let's just leave. Let's just fucking do it. Just the two of us.
Let's never come back. Let's live at Krispy Kreme.
Let's just, like, stay in Erie, VA. Dude, it's, like, right across the street from...
Splash to Go.
Dude, let's just rent a hotel.
Let's just stay there.
Dude, yeah.
Let's just live at Splash to Go.
We might as well. What's the rent gotta be per night? $50.
Right.
We got that for, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah, ball out. Fuck it. Let's
do
it.
Just 3 week getaway. Just Splash Lagoon. We're not even going there. We're just staying at the hotel.
Yeah. We're just going to be there.
And going to Krispy Kreme.
Yeah. Every day.
That doesn't sound too bad, actually.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
It sounds like it would be fun for, like, a night.
Yeah. It's something you would do for...
Let's go down here. And then it's, like, super late. Like, Krispy Kreme is closing, like, while we're getting there.
Yeah.
And it's like... Fuck, dude, I'm getting tired, dude. I really don't want to drive 2 hours back.
Right. Oh, might as well stay
out
here.
Like, stay down here, dude?
Yep.
Just fucking hotel party it up. And by hotel party it up, I mean eat the donuts while we're there. Maybe throw on, like, ESPN on the TV and, like, just kind of hang out in the beds. And then, like, go to sleep.
Yeah. That sounds like a fucking party.
And then wake up, like, super early and, like, eat another donut. And then be like, yo, you want to get breakfast? And then, like, we get breakfast, and then, like, I eat way too much.
And I'm pissed at it, because I'm like, dude, you're eating way too much, and you're like, I'm fine.
Yeah, because, you know, you're used to, like, your nuggets and large fries.
Yeah.
That's your portioning.
Or if I'm eating breakfast, you know, I'm just going to eat bacon and eggs.
You're
going
to be like, dude, like, your portioning's all off.
Yeah. I'm going to be telling you that.
Yeah. You'd be like, dude, just think about how you are at home. Just because we're in PA doesn't mean you can do what the fuck you want.
Think about your carb intake.
Think about everything.
I slapped the food out your hand.
Yeah, it's like I just made. You ever have you ever had, like, a courtesy breakfast at a hotel?
Like a Continental or whatever fuck.
I mean, I don't fucking know.
Intercontinental Championship. Yeah, I've had one of those.
You know what I'm talking about, though.
Yes.
The breakfast.
Complimentary breakfast.
Complimentary breakfast.
Yes.
Yes. You've had one?
Yeah.
Do they have the waffle maker?
I don't remember.
So they have a waffle maker normally.
Yeah.
Not everyone. I don't fucking know. It's not like I have these things every day.
Right.
I just remember one time that I had tried to make a waffle and it literally just took forever. But, like, it was disgusting.
Really?
It was, like, messy as fuck. Like, there was batter literally everywhere. Cuz, you know, everyone's just using it. You have to make it yourself.
Yeah.
I'm just like, what is this?
Oh, ladies were pissed at you and shit.
They weren't pissed at me. I was pissed with them.
Oh, okay.
The little kids were fucking using that shit, man.
Right.
Just being scum. There was probably some grown-ass man or woman. I don't discriminate. I know women could do stuff, too. There was just batter everywhere, bro. Everywhere.
That's fucked.
It is fucked.
I couldn't tell you. I feel like I've been the one that had a waffle maker and I just didn't pay attention to it.
I'd prefer like a buffet style.
Yeah, me too.
Just
me
like too. If you got waffles, just have them loaded.
Yeah,
like
hell
have
yeah.
them pre-made. I'll have a pre-made waffle.
Yeah, why come on, not?
Dude. 5 minutes old waffle, 10 minutes old waffle. I'll eat one of those, dude. Just keep it in the warmer. You tired, Poppy?
Dude, fucking got the itis like crazy.
The Corona?
No. Oh. That pizza was hit.
What's the itis?
It's after you eat a good meal, you get tired. It's a black thing. Not really.
So what percent of you is black?
Like half? I don't know.
So you shouldn't be that tired.
I'm pretty tired. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night either.
I'm actually ready to drop right now.
That's not good.
Just mid-pod, just...
Wait, well,
how do I stop this thing?
I don't know what to do.
I'm not the one who does the stuff.
He usually does all of this.
He does the stuff.
He's fucking sleeping. How'd he go to sleep so fast?
You just leave? You're like, okay, I'm just gonna leave now. It's just like a fucking like 12-hour like 12 pod.
Hours of you snoring.
I don't snore, dude.
Nah, that's a lie.
I know, I do. Not all bad. Not bad, though. Yeah. Not bad. Just probably
I got I'm told. Like... I got told yesterday I snored a little bit. She was like, you were snoring. It's okay.
I think it's when... I think we talked about this previously about snoring.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we need to fucking switch it up then.
Yeah, we do. What do we got? Breaking news. Mookie Betts traded to Dodgers. I don't watch baseball, so I don't
shit.
Care.
Mookie.
Don't care.
Mookie.
Don't care. Ducks beat Sabres 3-2.
Oh, joy.
Joy to the world.
I'm scared, man.
Someone's dead.
Oh.
We barbecued her head. You don't remember that song, dude? Did you not sing that in elementary school? Dude,
no,
it was like Joy to the World, our teacher's dead. We barbecued her head or some dumb shit. You remember that? It's kind of fucked
so.
Up now that
yeah.
I'm thinking back on it.
Yeah. Or like the I Believe I Can Fly by R. Kelly. I got shot by the FBI.
That's different, bro. That's different. I'm talking about like kid things that we just said because it was kid stuff. I wasn't even listening to words.
Yeah.
Like apparently Ring Around the Rosie's like
a fucking
like a ritual. Like
yeah.
a friggin'.
Ashes, we all fall down means we're dying.
What is it? A sacrifice or something.
Yeah,
shit,
it's just fucked
wild.
Up. That's fucked up.
Dude, this is the world we live in.
Yeah.
Dude, like, I don't even get me started on that shit.
It's okay. The kids nowadays are just singing Whip Nene when they're fucking, that's their nursery rhymes.
Whip Nene, Whip Nene. That's like their safe word.
Yeah.
Something
oh
bad
God.
Happens to them. Oh my God, Whip Nene,
Whip
Nene. Whip
Nene. Oh, okay. All
it's
right.
like a, it's like a universal safe word for like kids born like after 98. Or like 2000. We'll just go with 2000.
Yeah.
Like they all know that like yeah. Whip Nene. So like 2000, I mean, if you're born in 2000, you'd be
you're
19.
20.
Yo,
yeah.
you're 19.
That's nuts.
Yo, we're old as tits.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Anyways. Yeah, so they all just use the same safe word.
Whip Nene.
So they're like 19. They're like... They're scared as fuck, and they don't want to say Whip Nene because they know it's not cool
yeah,
anymore
yeah,
to say
yeah.
it. But they're like, "Yo,
like
Whip Nene,
sweating.
Dude, Whip Nene,
Whip Nene,
fucking Whip Nene."
And everyone knows they're like, "Holy shit, Code Red, we gotta fucking get out of here!"
Yeah, you just like casual Whip Nene, dude.
Yo,
like right now.
Yo, bro, Whip Nene, dude.
Right now.
No, right now, Whip Nene, bro. I wouldn't just say Whip Nene if I didn't mean Whip Nene. Oh fuck!
All right, dude. Let me get my keys real quick. Hold
right.
on. Oh my God!
Let me grab my cock off the dresser real quick.
Let me just.
Let me just grab my tits.
Let me grab my tits that I'm as old as. All right, bro. Well, we got like
a lot again.
No, we got like solid. Got like solid 15 left.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So.
What's up? Yeah, hit me with what you want to tell me about earlier.
So, like, okay. Me being how I am, you know, I'm a public transportation user, you know.
Yes.
Temporarily. For now. So, I just, like, I people watch, and I observe everything. Human interaction is so fucked. I like hate it. Like, okay.
Was that a class?
What? Human interaction? I don't think so. Not in high school.
Human what was a class? Human. Human something. Can't think of it.
I don't know. Cooking class? No. Cooking humans? Anyway, so I was sitting on the bus, and during my time on the bus, during my time on the bus, cooking humans. I encountered sitting next to three different people. Now, the first was like a high school girl. You know, she was talking to her friends, being all loud and whatever. I had my headphones and I didn't care. Second one was older guy, and he, like, you know what I mean? He was in his own zone, you know. He was just sitting there listening to his music, then he got off.
Yeah, he was bugging out.
Then there was this little kid. Like, he was, you know what I mean? He had to be, like, at least, like, 10. So, I'm ready to get off at my stop. Now, mind you, when I'm on the bus, I'm in, like, mode where I just tone out everything.
You're
like,
in sicko mode.
You know what I'm saying? So, I'm getting off. I'm about to get off. And the kid that was sitting next to me is knocked. He's, like, asleep. So I'm like, fuck, I got to wake this little kid up.
He's just by himself?
Yeah, apparently. So I tell him, like, yo, little man, I got to get off or whatever. He's like, you know.
Oh, you just, were on the inside.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's why I had three different people, like, because I was on the inside. Because I like to do that. You know, if people are going to sit down, I'm going to have the seat for you. You know what I'm saying? I'm just
good
gonna
dude.
Do that.
You're a good dude.
But so
this I'm kid more of the sit on the outside and slide in if I have to.
Yeah. But I just like to avoid that. I'll sit on the inside and just be like.
Well, whatever. I was. I don't remember the last time I really like.
Right. So I had to, you know, wake this kid up, and he, like, you know what I mean? He moved a little bit.
Don't fucking touch me.
He moved a little bit, and then fucking I accidentally, like, kicked him. Like, hard as fuck. Like, because I was trying to get, you know what I mean? I was getting up in my fucking momentum. Like, hit him in the leg. And I'm like, oh my. I was like, I'm so sorry. He didn't say anything. I just got off the bus.
So yeah. He was just slumped and you didn't tell him, like, yo, wake
no,
up.
No, I woke him up.
Spot.
He woke up, but you know how when you first wake up, if
what?
You're asleep. Yeah,
what?
Yeah, you're like, huh?
Huh?
What? Huh? And I'm like, dude, I gotta get to work. Like,
that was imitating a child, like a younger boy that hasn't hit masculinity yet.
Oh.
Yeah, that was what I was doing. I wasn't doing, like, you know.
But I didn't mean to kick that little boy. But he was. He,
that's what you wanted to tell me about?
That and just, like, just human interaction, like, in itself. Like, I'm seeing all these people, like, just talking and and, like, especially high school kids nowadays, like, they're just so loud.
Yeah.
Like, and I just think about, like, was I like that? And I think about it, I really wasn't like that. Like, there's times where, you know what I mean?
What,
we would
be
obnoxious. Yeah.
Dude, imagine being the bus driver for the specials.
Oh, man.
Them shits were rowdy.
Yeah, seriously, dude.
I mean, most times, sometimes they weren't, though. Sometimes they were just chill rides. Like, it was a little murmuring. It was murmur.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I remember there being days where it was just like, oh.
Chaos.
Yeah, like, I don't want to even be here. So, like, everyone's just kind of chilling. The mornings, the morning buses were like nothing, though. Those were always quiet.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, did you even take a bus to school?
Not really,
you just
no.
walked?
I would walk.
You walked literally from Busty?
Yep. I would walk all the time.
That sucks.
They didn't give me a fucking
I mean, you're
bus pass.
Right there, though. That's not, what, it was like a 10-minute walk?
10, 15 minutes.
That's not that bad.
But still, why wouldn't you give me a 5-route bus pass? I didn't get that.
Why would you get a bus pass, dude? You're literally like 3 blocks from school.
But still, I'd
where would you take it? You walk up to the bus stop, you take it for one fucking stop, and you get off.
No, I'd take it for 3.
No.
I would take it for 3.
Oh, my God.
Then I
could
walk.
By the time you caught the bus, you could have been to the stop that you're getting off at, the time that you waited for it.
Fuck that. I was fat. I didn't want to walk. That's some bullshit. That's what they did. They're like, oh, you're a little chubby fuck. Even though you live on the west side, we're going to make sure you fucking walk all the time so you can lose weight.
The problem with, dude, that's not a bad walk. That's not,
that's
a,
not
bad
a bad walk.
Especially
walk
like
all.
In the beginning / end of the year where it was like good weather.
Yeah.
Not a bad walk at all. I remember having a bus pass, and like you were only limited to like wherever you lived, like the buses you could ride.
Yeah, you couldn't fucking go South Buffalo.
I remember when I moved from. I moved. I think mine was the. I had the 20 on mine. Mm-hmm. That was Elmwood, I think.
Yeah, that's Elmwood.
So I had the 20 on there. Dude, I used to have to walk from here up to Elmwood, dude. That sucked.
That's trash.
That sucked. I mean, it's probably not as long as the walk to like Tech would be, but like at least Tech wasn't just
that's a walk, bro. A
wide open fucking.
Yeah.
Just I'm walking all the way. I mean, it's not that far. It's not that far. But
it's like 15, 20 minutes.
It's like it was like a 15 minute walk.
Yeah. You'd have to
it's like
walk
10
past,
to 15.
Walk
but,
past the cop station, all that. Yeah.
Dude. Yeah. Anyways. When I moved to my mom's, they used to try to like play me and be like, "No, like you can't get on the bus because you have a your bus pass doesn't say this number." And I'm like, "Dude, I am a student at this school. It says it right on my freaking thing, and I'm getting on the bus with other people that have the same school on theirs." Like, I moved, dude.
Yeah,
well, you're gonna have to get yours changed. Dicks. Like, dude, what do you want me to do?
You're right.
Oh my god.
Like, you want me to walk home now? Like,
which
what the fuck?
Which I mean, they're like, "Come on,
right,
get
right,
fixed
right.
when you
Come
go to school.
Go
Come
ahead.
On, go ahead, get on, go." Like, why are you mad at me that I moved and I just didn't happen to handle that
right,
shit?
Right, this has nothing to do with you.
It has nothing to do with you. Just drive me to fucking school.
Right. That was cute.
And then the specials. You couldn't... But the specials, they didn't fuck with that shit.
Oh, no, it was over.
You couldn't go
over.
On another special. You couldn't
over.
Go to a friend's house after school on their bus.
Yep, which was trash.
It was fucked.
Unless you were me and everyone came to my house.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. But, what was I going to say? So, I also wasn't one to, just, like, take care of shit in high school.
Yeah.
Like, I just didn't, like, I kind of pushed everything off.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't think I ever got my bus pass changed, dude. I was just dealing with that motherfucker every morning.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I think I might have, though. I think they reissued them every year. They did.
Yeah, they did.
So, like, that whole year, I was just like, dude.
Fuck it. Yeah.
Fuck you.
That fucking bus drivers were dicks.
Bus drivers were always dicks.
Dude. But at the same time, they're dealing with all these fucking kids and all that. But still.
Yeah.
But still, bro, you chose this job.
And if anything, I feel like I'd rather be a special bus driver, like the ones who run the special, or like be on my shift when that's the time.
Yeah.
To do the school shift. I'd rather do that than be dealing with weirdos all fucking day.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Not saying that everyone rides the bus is weirdo, but you know what I mean. What was I going to say?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
What was I going to say? A bus story, though, for you. We got like 10 minutes left, so. I remember one time, though, the special. So we were taking it down to South Buffalo. And so how it would go was it would leave Tech and it would go on some bullshit ride over. It would like go to like near City Hall. It had to get over to South Park
because
it went down South Park. No, did it?
It would have to go down Mohawk.
I'm trying to think of the Abbott.
Or Washington.
The Abbott bus.
I know you turn at the arena. You make a left at the arena, and then depending on... No, because they both go on the South Park route for a little bit, and then Abbott splits.
Yeah, I don't know. You want to know what it was? I think the Abbott bus took you up South Park, and then when it... Yeah, it did. So you went all the way up South Park, and then it made a left at Tops.
Yep.
And then it went over to McKinley.
Yep.
And then you went up McKinley past McDonald's, and then he would make a left on Abbott.
Yep.
So, like, there was no one getting off until, like, I think...
Like, after Jacoby's and shit?
There was, like, one stop before Jacoby's, and someone got off.
Yeah.
So, I remember the one time, dude, the bus driver was being a dick, and literally everyone on the bus, that bus goes all the way down to Ridge Road.
Yeah.
There's stops literally all the way down to Ridge Road.
Yeah.
I remember the one time, dude, he was like, he made us all get out at where Jacoby's was. He's like, "I'm not going that way. That's not my route." I'm like, "What?" We're all like, "Dude, what are you talking about, bro? half of this bus is full. We all live down Abbott.
Yeah.
The fuck are you doing? So we literally all had to get off. He just would not let us. He would not drive down there. He literally made all of us get off the bus and walk home.
That's
so
wild.
So we walked. All of us literally in a group just walked all the way down Abbott.
That's fucked.
I was like, what the fuck is this?
That's wild shit.
So then I think somebody went and complained to the school.
Yeah.
It wasn't me because you know I don't take care of shit.
Yeah. So you ain't no snitch.
I ain't no snitch, bro. I was like, fuck this guy, dude. Everyone was like, fuck this guy. I'm pretty sure Andrew Vasquez was just bugging on him. He just didn't give a fuck.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
See.
Oh, my bad. I named a name. Sorry. I'd like to name more names in our viewer fucking topic, but
yeah,
you know.
Guys, listen, I don't know how many times I have to stress this. If you have us on Instagram and we post on our page,
we can see we could see that you viewed the story, dude.
View the story and type bullshit. It doesn't
literally
even
type
matter.
Penis,
and we'll talk about it. Just do it.
My God.
Fuck.
Anyways.
What's that gun time?
Hey, yo!
No, I'm kidding. right. I mean, call here. We got 5 minutes left.
Boom,
do you have anything else you want to talk about real quick?
Yeah.
Any comments you want to make?
Yeah.
Dude, stop. Pissing me off.
Jack Eichel, don't leave the Sabres. That's all I'm going to say.
That's all? Come on, dude. That's not universal.
It is universal.
It's not universal.
Universal.
Universal Studios.
Never been there.
I have.
I'm not privileged, so.
California version, though. Hollywood Studios.
I still haven't been to California. I want to take a trip.
You should.
I'm going to.
You should.
Yeah. You should. Stuff's legal out there.
Certain things.
Certain things.
Not abortions.
I'm not going there, then.
All right.
All right. This is the way then.
All right. And that's going to do it for us here, folks. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at
TheBSEXP.
Wow. Almost said POD. You can find me on also Twitter and Instagram at Bonjour29.
At Kakisana.
That's it.
Yeah.
At Kakisana.
At @khaki_Santa.
@khaki_Santa.
I think it's different. I think one of them is different than the other.
Well, you're going to have to make them the same.
Fuck that.
Edit profile, change username, see if the green dot lets you do it.
Why don't I have a blue check mark next to my name yet?
Dude, that's what I'm saying, dude.
The fuck?
I'm right there with you, boss.
Yeah.
All right, dude. I'm just gonna, if your ears aren't already bleeding by this point, they're going to in the next 2 seconds if you keep listening to this. So I'm just gonna do us all a favor and stop recording us.
Yeah, do that.
Let's just stop recording us, Trevor.
Just stop.
Do you want me to teach you how to do this just in case I collapse?
I can.
So you're gonna go over here, right?
Yeah.
You're gonna take this mouse.
Uh-huh.
And you're gonna click. See this button here that says "Stop Recording."
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's what you're gonna press.
Okay.
And then you shouldn't have to do anything after that, but if you want, we could do advanced techniques.
Ooh.
So, you let me know.
Okay.
Okay, bye.